Much like Linus in the world of Charles Schulz and Peanuts, who toted around a blue blanket to help him feel safe and secure, so too did my younger sister Narissa, when we were growing up, have her own security blanket. And I imagine that maybe some of you too out there had something similar when you were growing up or know a loved one who does. I'm not sure exactly when it all started or who gave Narissa her blanket, but at some point, she became inseparable from this soft piece of cloth with yellow ducks and blue flowers. She carried it everywhere she went, or at least had to have it somewhere in sight, from sunup to sundown, and she'd stuff it in the seat of her first red and yellow Hot Wheels trike, so she could zoom around our front hallway and kitchen with it safely stored beneath her. And it was especially critical that she had her blankie, her lovey, with her when she went to the babysitter's house by herself. It helped remind her that even without mom and dad and big sister, that she was okay, that she was safe, and she was not left alone without our love. Today, we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, and we celebrate the baptism of Charlie. The Feast of Pentecost, at its heart, is a celebration of the reality and the truth that those who would follow Jesus of Nazareth then and now are not alone and have not been left alone without his presence. Because we always have access to the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of comfort, that Spirit of the living God that breathes new life into that which lies barren and broken, that which is dry and withered, that which to human eyes appears lost, forsaken, abandoned, and without hope. Our gospel today is taken from the Good News according to John, and especially, specifically from that part of John's gospel when Jesus is sharing his last meal with his closest friends and followers on the night before he's executed. This part of John's gospel is often referred to as Jesus' farewell discourse, and he is preparing them, his loved ones and his friends, for his departure, kind of like a coach who has been with a team for a long, long time, or a choir director with his choir who's maybe about to retire. I know, Bert, I know you're not about to retire. I don't mean to, it's just a metaphor. Let's lower the anxiety, sorry about that. And wanting to make sure that those that he has been or she has been coaching and teaching really get the main points. Or perhaps even more like one who on her deathbed wishes to convey that which is essential to those around her whom she loves before she surrenders her spirit. You see, Jesus wants to make sure that before he leaves his friends and followers, he tells them and shares with them one last time, just in case they didn't get it all those other times, that which is most important for them to remember, to know, to hold on to when he is no longer physically with them. Love one another. Jesus says, as I have loved you, that's the bottom line, love one another. This is the night that Jesus gets on his knees, remember? Jesus gets on his hands and knees to wash their feet. This is the same night he breaks bread and offers it to them as body. This is the same night that Jesus blesses wine and offers it to them as that which will be coursing through his own veins and theirs. And this is the night and context in which Jesus speaks to them of what is named as the advocate in the first line of our gospel today. And in other translations, we hear the word comforter. counselor, consoler, helper. The word in Greek is parakletos or paraclete, and it's hard to translate into English, as for many Greek words, there's no perfect equivalent in English. So the closest we can actually come as a translation of paraclete is the one who is called to be alongside. The one called alongside. Like in a courtroom, for example, the one who's called to be with and stand with someone who's on trial, to advocate for that one, to be of help, comfort, counsel, to testify on behalf of, to bear witness to. Called alongside. And just as Jesus was sent by Abba, Father, Creator, to bear witness to and testify to that great love of which all things are made, seen and unseen, so too Jesus conveys to those he must leave behind, I will send the Paraclete, that one who will be alongside you to testify and bear witness to that same love on my behalf, Jesus says. I shall not leave you without comfort or aid or help. You will never be alone. In fact, Jesus goes on to say, and this one's a little harder for us to grasp, in order for all this to be true, for you to have access to this one, this paraclete, this spirit of truth, and the word spirit in Greek is pneuma, which is breath. In Hebrew, ruach, that breath of God that breathed and breathes creation into being in Genesis. In order for you, Jesus says, to have access to this, I have to leave you. Or as my colleague Frieda Marie might say, in order for you, my beloved ones, to have access to this greater reality, I have to depart from this 3D earthly plane reality. So I wonder how many of us can testify to having at least some experience of this, that in the earthly absence of a loved one, we still have access to something essential of his or her or their spirit, perhaps a grandparent, a parent, a partner, a child, a friend whom we love but see no longer, yet whose abiding presence, albeit in a different way, makes itself known to us, maybe in a dream, maybe something in nature, maybe through a song or a way of seeing or understanding the world that we now have access to in a way that we didn't before when that person was with us on earth. Any of you? Yes. Amen. And even more so, we are reminded and celebrate today that the Paraclete, the one called to be alongside, to bear witness and testify to that great love that knows no beginning and knows no end, that one is available and ever present, whether or not we recognize this reality and truth at the time. Annie Lamott, a writer, says this about grace, that grace meets us where we are but doesn't leave us where she found us. The same can be said about the Spirit. The Spirit meets us where we are but doesn't leave us where she found us. Sometimes this truth is fierce and bold and so bright and magnificent and strong that it is palpable, that it is obvious that something is afoot, like on that day that we hear about in Acts when the Paraclete is sent to Jesus' followers, and then Peter gets up and preaches. And in that sermon, I can't imagine, you know, there are 3,000 people who all of a sudden say that they want to follow Jesus. Imagine 3,000 in one day. That's the Spirit. Or maybe in modern times, what about the Berlin Wall falling down, nonviolent transformation or the dismantling of apartheid, God's liberating love working in and through our context so that more people can be free. And sometimes the Spirit is much more subtle, like when a loved one dies and suddenly those casseroles appear at your house, or when a relationship or a vision or a dream that you have given all of yourself to just breaks apart and you find yourself still breathing and a friend calls you just when you needed him the most, or perhaps that moment of inspiration, you've had a block about some problem or issue, something that was you couldn't navigate your way through, and then in a moment it comes to you when you've surrendered, or maybe that grudge that you've been holding in your heart melts, or someone else shows you mercy. That too is the Spirit of the living God. And it's the same Spirit that today we baptize Charlie, who will be sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. May Charlie always know and remember that as he travels life's journey in his joys and the mountaintop experiences, Charlie will never be alone in rejoicing. And in those valleys and dark, hard moments that are also a part of life, Charlie will never be alone in his doubt or despair. In Charlie's in-breath and out-breath, God's very breath is breathing new life into Charlie every moment of his earthly life, inspiring him. And Charlie will bear witness and embody God's love and light in the world for others. Just a few moments ago, we heard these words, and I'm going to change them a little bit, because you see, what we celebrate today is love coming down, coming down. Come down, O love divine. Seek thou these souls of ours and visit us with thine own ardor glowing. O comforter, draw near, within our hearts appear and kindle them thy holy flame bestowing. Amen. Amen. Amen.